Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Saturday, we're at Yankee Doodle's Restaurant. They're at 21870 Victory Boulevard in Woodland Hills. And we'll be there this Saturday from noon to 2. So come on out and buy stuff from us. Patrick Ewing and Dikembe Mutombo are used to being on the basketball court. A few weeks from now, they could be among several professional athletes in another court, federal court. Although not charged with any crime, Ewing and Mutombo have been subpoenaed to testify about sexual encounters with dancers at an Atlanta strip club called the Gold Club, a club at the center of an organized crime case. For league officials, it raises the question, were the athletes and the mob too close for comfort? According to Kevin Hallinan, a Major League Baseball executive director of security, nothing's been proven yet, but certainly what they are suggesting went on in the Gold Club is very, very unattractive to professional sports. The Justice Department says the Gold Club, which takes in millions of dollars every year, was part of a criminal enterprise that involved credit card fraud, skimming cash, money laundering, police corruption, and paying protection money to the Gambino organized crime family. What we thought we'd do is get on a sports agent, Bob Green, who's been on our program before, and it's always good to have Bob with us. Represents players in both the NFL and the NBA to talk about the temptations that athletes have. Anybody who's famous, especially young men, young strong guys playing sports. I've seen the groupies hanging around the hotels and the pits. I'm sure you have too. And what do you do to protect an athlete, especially if you're an agent, Bob?
Well, what I do, first of all, I want to say this, and I think this is important to say. This does not make these guys any less of a role model. Were they involved with these prostitutes? I think we don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves and say just because an athlete has had a sexual encounter with a woman who was provided to him doesn't mean that he is not a good role model to our kids.
Well, if the kid knows that the guy was involved in something like that, obviously this is going to change the kid's thinking about that guy, doesn't it?
Phil, what I believe is, I don't know. These guys were tempted, if the players were tempted into having sexual encounters at one of these clubs, they're tempted with a kind of fruit that can't be resisted. I don't know if it's true, but if it is, I understand that these guys might have gone for it. And athletes are finely tuned individuals. They're physically and mentally finely tuned. When they relax, they look for something a little different. They look for something a little exotic.
And we don't know that anything happened at this Gold Club, right?
We do not. That is correct.
Well, what are you referring to?
Well, I'm referring to what I'm trying to do is prepare people for a little bit of an unusual... I guess a kind of an unusual way that people relax, maybe not the way that the rest of us do, if the facts come out about certain athletes that I know about.
All right, well, we're not talking necessarily about the Gold Club, but can you say what club?
Well, I don't know whether it's at the Gold Club or not in Atlanta. I don't know what club, what specific, I don't know that I'm comfortable specifying any club. But what I will tell you is the rumor is that a lot of these clubs, because they're dealing with athletes... who are special people. They are warriors. They go into battle. Their appetites are exotic. Their thirst is exotic, and it must be quenched because, after all, these are the guys that go onto the field of endeavor. These are the guys that go onto the field of friendly strife, as General Douglas MacArthur called it, and go out and act out for us in these war game type situations, whether it be football or basketball.
Well, wait. Hold on for just a second, Bob. You're dancing all around something here.
Well, Phil, the point I'm trying
to... Well, hold on. I understand that's a very poetic way of saying that athletes are special people. It sounds like you're leading up to something here.
They have exotic tastes.
Well, I want to find out what you mean by exotic tastes. Our number is 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, a lot of these athletes will go into clubs where they provide things that other clubs don't provide, especially to people that are not athletes or professional celebrities. Some of these clubs have access to virgins, she-males, other exotic fare. I don't go in for that kind of thing. Most people don't. I'm not a professional athlete. And as I said, the athlete is a warrior. These guys need something a little special. A little something extra, not just your usual stripper, not just your usual woman in a mink stole with nothing on underneath, your usual call girl. They're looking for something. I think there comes a time when you have to look the other way, Phil, because these guys are athletes.
Well, I don't know what it is that you're asking us to look the other way. Are you telling me that some of these athletes have a taste for virgins and she-males? And
I'm telling you that probably most have exotic sexual tastes, and there are clubs that specialize in providing virgins for athletes.
Virgins?
Yes, sir. And I can tell you that they may be in Atlanta, although, and I don't mean to be funny when I say this, I think you got to look pretty hard in Atlanta to find a virgin, and that's why a lot of them are brought down from Canada and other places.
Whoa, man, my head is spinning. What you're saying is...
These are men who fight the fights we want to fight, Phil, but they're not trained and equipped to do, the ones that we're not trained and equipped to do. And for payment, we need to give them what they need. We need to give them payment the way the serf gave the squire payment in medieval Europe. It's no different, and yes, it is very strange.
All right, Bob Green is a sports agent. He's with us. You're saying that some athletes, some professional athletes, may be involved with some clubs that provide them with prostitutes.
That is correct.
But the prostitutes you're talking about are not just normal, everyday prostitutes. They're virgins.
That is absolutely correct.
So this is the first time that this is a woman who ever had sex?
Yeah, right. And then, and you can imagine how difficult it is to keep a club stocked with fresh virgins because, you know, one time...
Yeah, I understand. And then she-males?
The athlete of today, Phil, has the exotic taste. That is, a taste for that which is rarefied. Whether it be the she-male, a young man, a boy, perhaps, the hermaphrodite, the amputee, the pregnant woman... When you're dealing with professional athletes, you have got to be prepared to go places that are going to maybe make your skin crawl.
Because these guys can't be satisfied with just a woman, they need a hermaphrodite?
That is correct, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's anything wrong with that.
No, there isn't anything wrong with it. It's just the way they are.
It's just unusual, I guess, isn't it?
That's correct, and that's why I say...
I mean, you said pregnant women?
Yeah, a lot of these guys got some kind of a taste for having sex with pregnant women. A lot of these guys have a taste for being with what's called the she-male, and that's got...
I know what that is, okay? I know it's like... I understand what that is.
All right. Some of them enjoy the company of a boy, a young man. Some enjoy the company of an amputee. And
wow!
Phil, I've been a sports agent for 15 years. The things that I've seen... would make the average sports fan dry heave into his beer cup. And that's why I say, don't judge these guys too harshly.
Well, right now, I don't know what the FBI is investigating vis-a-vis the Gold Club in Atlanta. I don't know that the Gold Club provides amputees and she-males to these athletes. But what you're telling me is that a lot of these guys are into that kind of thing.
Yes, they are. And I think next time you look on a football field and you see a great guy like a Kurt Warner dropping back to pass, or you see a Jamal Anderson breaking away on a big run, or you see a Merton Hanks making a beautiful defensive play, I don't want you to think that maybe the night before they were with an amputee or a she-male, but I want you to understand that if they were, please don't judge them too harshly. I think we need to look the other way.
What is it about athletes that they need this?
I don't know. There's something in... I think it's how hard they strive, really, and how dangerous their work is. In football especially, you could lose your life. You could be paralyzed. Baseball, I don't think there's any difference. And I think when they're done hitting that high and breathing the rarefied air of professional football, basketball, hockey, whatever it may be, they're looking for that which is the rare thing. A couple of boys and a she-male, an amputee, and I don't know. It's just, ugh.
Man.
Athletes are like volcanoes. They need to erupt, and we need to toss them a virgin every now and again. I mean, it sounds crazy.
All right. I don't want to listen anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Joan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I cannot believe what I am listening to.
Well, get ready for it, because there may be revelations in the near future.
Yeah, well, guess what, Revelations? Okay, your mother at one point was a virgin. So was your sister.
All right, before you, Joan, before you go any further, what do you know about any of this?
Just basically what I've been briefed on.
All right. So in other words, you're just a fan who doesn't want to believe the possibility of this. Is that it?
Absolutely not. I mean, no. I can stomach the fact that.
Okay, we can't hear you. Get into that phone, okay?
You're a sports fan. Is that right, Joan?
I am a sports fan, and I'm also.
I mean, I'm not saying you should disrespect these men. I think what you need to be prepared for is that they've got some very strange sexual appetites.
I really don't care about what their appetites are. They could
be
gay. They could like
email. That's a different thing from saying that I'm wrong. That's a different thing from saying that I'm full of crap. You don't care about it. That's fine. You don't have to. But I can assure you, some of these guys are into virgin stuff.
Okay.
Virgin
sure.
stuff. Let's just sure. talk about it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to discuss right now. Okay. If anyone wants to do something of their own accord, if they want to dress up as a female, if they want an amputee, if they want a willing partner, that's fine.
Not dress up as a female, she-male.
These are
women who have male genitalia. You're familiar with it, I'm sure.
More familiar than you are. What I am trying to address, sir.
Have you had sex with a she-male? Have you not had sex with a she-male?
Will you be quiet and let the lady talk?
What I am trying to say is that...
I think I know the answer.
Be quiet and let her talk.
Thank you. What I'm trying to say is that tossing someone a virgin is the most ridiculous quote that I have ever...
It may be, ma'am, but it happens to be a fact in some areas of sports.
All right, thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, I can tell you that some clubs take special orders from the athletes. So that they want a virgin tonight, they got a pack in. I was very unfortunately exposed to this. I had a party at my own home. And these were some players, I don't want to say what sport, and I won't say who they were. But they were professional athletes who were asking me to provide them with virgins. I had brought in some women. I'm not proud of it, but I had.
Were they virgins?
As far as I knew. And they had... If you will, they'd run through them, and I was reduced. I had gone next door to my neighbor's house. I'm not proud of this. At 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm pounding on his front door to see if his daughter, who was 15...
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not proud of this. But these guys were like animals. They'd run through what I laid in a fresh order. We had about 5-6 virgins. They ran through that in about 20 minutes. Now I'm walking down the street of my neighborhood in my bedroom slippers. For me, Mr. Henry, it's just to warn the public that some professional athletes may be into amputees and young boys. I don't.
All right, this is like really freaky, man. And I can understand there's a lot of fans that don't want to believe it. 1-800-449-8686. I don't want to believe it. This is the Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. The news story about the Gold Club in Atlanta and it being the center of an investigation having to do with possible sexual encounters with dancers by professional athletes, some of whom may be NBA players. Patrick Ewing and Dikembe Mutombo have not been charged with any such behavior, but they've been subpoenaed to testify. Maybe they have some information as to other athletes. And they got us on to discussing athletes and their social behavior with Bob Green, who is a sports agent and represents a variety of professional athletes. And you're saying that professional athletes have really kinky, weird sexual proclivities.
Well, Phil, you know, I don't want anybody to take from this conversation. Yes, I've said that athletes are rather exotic and in their sexual taste, but that's because they are people who they don't live the life that you and I live. They live a life that is up there in the rarefied air. I don't want anybody to think that I'm judging them. I believe, in fact, that prostitution, and I'm ready to go before the Congress of the United States and testify that I believe prostitution should be legalized for professional athletes. And
you're kidding.
No, I'm not. And I'm ready to go before the Congress of the United States. I also believe that just because these guys are involved in some of the the kink that they're involved in doesn't mean they can't be beautiful, wonderful role models for our young people.
And all right, now you're talking about a guy who's having sex with, okay, maybe there's nothing wrong with having sex with a she-male or an amputee or a, you say a boy, underage?
I don't know, not necessarily, a young man.
Okay, these guys are having some weird, strange, kind of out-of-bounds sex.
And there's no reason why they can't be a role model. Why? Give me a reason.
Well, I guess there isn't any. I guess a man's private life is a man's private life. You know.
You got it, Phil. That's exactly right. And
you're talking about these guys having sex with pregnant women. I assume these are married women.
No, they're single women. They're not married, but they're pregnant. They get off on it. They dig it. You know, so I'm glad that you're open-minded.
It's hard for me to say that, though. It's hard for me to say, hey, son, look at that guy. He's a great athlete. By the way, he had sex yesterday with a hermaphrodite and a midget. You know.
Well, you don't tell the kid, Phil, do you?
No, I don't. I guess you're right. I just,
Look, the athletes need what they need. Don't start busting their chops now because you got religion.
I guess you're right. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Cliff on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I take a big issue with him trying to equate athletes, professional athletes, with warriors.
Well, they are.
They don't even come close.
They go out
I did three combat tours. You can't tell me about,
combat tours?
I was in the tail end of Vietnam. I went on the evacuation in 75. I was up on the DMZ in Korea for 13 months prior to the 75 shutdown of considering it a combat tour.
Well, that's great, but I mean, nobody's paying to watch you do that, are they?
No, they're not.
All right.
Well, wait a minute. Let me just say that that's great duty, Cliff, and somebody should acknowledge that.
All right, okay, great. Good for you, Cliff.
Don't blow the guy off.
But now, granted,
anybody paying $50 a seat to watch you blow up some? A Vietnamese person.
You can't compare the two. There's no stress level like a combat situation. These guys are not under that kind of stress. Most veterans after that kind of stress actually relish the quietness of coming home.
Well, Cliff, I'm afraid you don't understand.
They don't need to jump off the bandwagon and go off into perversion. These guys are swamped with money and glamour, and they're allowing that to run their lives.
A professional basketball player needs that, which is the rare thing. And if he needs a virgin, He may want it.
He does not need it.
There must be a big difference. The fresh meat of a virgin.
I'm not saying
you shouldn't have had a virgin, too. I mean, I'm saying that maybe...
Wait a second.
They want it. That's a difference. That's a psychological problem. That's not a need that they have to sustain their life.
There's a big difference. Well, you know what? I think they need it. I've seen these guys break down.
Why do they cry when they don't have a virgin?
Why do they cry?
What do they do?
I've seen these guys break down and cry when they're not provided with a virgin.
Well, I can't help it. They need counseling,
You go. See, they're under pressure.
No, they're not under that kind of pressure. They're swamped with glamour and money. That's their big problem.
They don't know how to handle it.
They're no different than an actor who gets all that money and then gets on coke like... You know, those actors get thrown in jail for doing dope.
I would expect a civilian to say this, Phil. You just don't understand, Cliff. All you did was be in a war.
Really? And that's not... Oh, but being a pro ball player is so much rougher.
There's something about being in a professional...
You are full of crap. You don't even have the foggiest idea what you're talking about.
I'm not denigrating what you did. I think it was great, but all... You were just in a jungle with a gun.
Okay, what about all the training for months and months and months prior
to that?
It's not as cool as training camp for the NFL. All that. I still didn't need a pervert.
You sound like you need a virgin, the way you're talking
right
now.
I don't need a virgin.
Well, it sounds like it because you're tensed up.
He says he doesn't need a virgin.
I'm angry. What about an amputee trying to equate these guys with
1-800-449-8686 Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry, and Patrick Ewing and Dikembe Mutombo have been subpoenaed to testify about sexual encounters with dancers that some athletes might have had at an Atlanta strip club named the Gold Club. We're not saying that Mr. Ewing or Mr. Mutombo are guilty, the only that they have of anything, only that they've been subpoenaed to testify, as have other ballplayers, as a matter of fact. Bob Green is a sports agent. He's with us from his office in San Diego on our newsmaker line. And Mr. Green, you said that these professional athletes, you said, have very strange, deviant sexual tastes, including sex with virgins, sex with amputees, sex with she-males, you know, and what? And you're also saying that these guys, there's no reason why they can't be role models. And where is he? Are you there?
Yes, sir. And that everything you said is correct. I do believe they can still be role models. I don't think it's any of our business what kind of sex they're having. I think that we need to legalize prostitution for athletes because they are finely tuned machines that are going out there every week and putting their lives on the line. And
what about the guy that just called in? It was a veteran of three tours of duty, saying that these guys don't know what war is, that, you know, a real warrior is a man who carries a gun in defense of his country.
Well, I think that what he did was great. I think that what Mr. Mutombo does is great. I think that what the St. Louis Rams do is great. I don't know what's better, what's more exciting. I mean, it's all exciting.
Well, one guy's defending his country. The other guy's just playing football on a Sunday.
Look, Phil, I think I'm sorry to have to say this to all of the fans out there, but I want them to be ready for the possibility that Dennis Rodman may take his pleasure with a young castrati, or that Patrick Ewing samples the exotic fare of the boy, or that...
Wait a second. Are you saying... What do you mean a castrati?
I'm just saying that some of these guys are out there. Did you see the movie... you know, did you see the movie... Oh, I forget the name of it, but it was two men having sex. Did you see that movie?
What movie?
The two men I don't know.
No, I'm not familiar with the movies. I'm just, I don't know what movie you're talking about.
It was two guys having sex.
Maybe that was the name of the movie. I didn't see that.
That's what some of these guys are into.
And you say they can be role models.
Absolutely, yeah. What business is it of ours? What business is it of yours if a guy wants to have sex with a dwarf? What business is it of yours if he wants to have sex with five pregnant women? It's none of your business. And I don't know why this Gold Club thing's going on. Now, I know that the Gold Club cannot possibly be involved in anything like this because we're talking about professional athletes having an appetite for a lot of virgins. And Atlanta, it's hard for me to imagine that the Gold Club could keep stock enough virgins because they're just, it's Atlanta, and there's just not, it's the South.
And there's not enough virgins in the South, is that it?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Not to your... 1-800-449-8686. Here is Scott on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd just like to say one thing about this guy is that he is just making a totally broad generalization of all professional athletes.
Well, I'm coming very close to a truth, though. Not all, you're right. But
well,
a good 85 to 90%.
Oh,
are into
sex.
with amputees?
Yes.
Well, let me ask him this. What was his highest level of sports? Did you even play sports, sir?
No, I'm afraid I didn't. I was an economics major, and then I became an agent, and I represent some of these guys. I've had them at my home. I've entertained them.
You've got a biased opinion of athletes altogether.
I like athletes.
But you've got a biased opinion about them because you automatically presume, or whatever, just from your associations with them, or whatever, that all of them are that way. How many professional athletes do you deal with?
Well, I had them at my home one night, We had provided, and I'm not proud of this, but we provided some six or seven virgins, and it wasn't enough.
Well, what that sounds like is a personal problem, and I'll also tell you this much, whatever, a pervert is a pervert is a pervert. You cannot change that fact.
Were these
that
virgins
guy is still
were they,
a pervert?
Well, wait a second. Let's define pervert.
Let me ask you, were these virgins of age?
Yes, they were over 18. So what do you think a pervert is? I had to ship in five virgins. and we ran out, and I had to go around to the neighborhood.
No, actually, what is perverse or whatever, sir, or whatever, is basically you are a pimp.
Wait a second. I didn't make these guys pay for a thing.
It still doesn't matter. You're out there rounding them up.
Your name's Scott, right?
That's correct.
Scott, have you ever sampled that which is the rare thing?
What, you mean a virgin?
The rarefied things, a virgin, a she-male.
Sir, whether I have or not or whatever, that is completely my business.
Well,
and
then,
like
okay,
you said,
then why
yes,
are you making
yes,
it,
yes that
then
is
why,
my business.
Okay, then why are you making these athletes your business?
Well, I'll tell you this much,
there
whatever, it's because they are in the public eye, sir. They are in the public. They are in the public eye.
How do you like
and
me
when
now?
You
I
get
you.
Into this country,
I
when you get
you
into
now.
This country, you find out or whatever that if you are in the public eye or whatever, you better keep your
I
act
win.
Straight.
Yeah. See, it's none of your business because it's none of my business.
No, when these professional athletes are getting paid millions of dollars
to
go
out
there, you know, like the vet that called in earlier, whatever, all that guy did was get compensated from the United States government. He got paid his GI pay.
Well, that's all fine, but I mean, like I said, who's going to pay $50 to watch him walking up and down, the wire? What I'm asking you is, if you've done that and it's none of my business, then what makes it your business that maybe, Kurt Warner's had a midget or a dwarf or whatever.
Kurt Warner, by the way, we have no knowledge.
No, we don't have any knowledge. I'm just using him as an example.
All right. Thanks for your call, Steve. Here is Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Jeff, go ahead.
Okay. This is funny.
I did not force these women to provide services to the athletes. They wanted to give of themselves to the champions.
Right. Most women like that. Most women at strip clubs do want to give up themselves.
These were not women in strip clubs.
Right, right.
They were...
I used to work at a strip club.
And if you mention another name, Jeff, I'm going to throw you off the air altogether, okay?
Okay.
No
I'm
names.
Sorry.
All right.
I didn't realize.
That's a fine. I just don't need it. I don't need to get sued.
Okay.
Well, I mentioned Kurt Warner liking midgets.
Don't mention Kurt Warner either. Go ahead.
Football players, hockey players, baseball players. You name it. They come into strip clubs to see the women. The women are there, and they get the guy's room number, and they go back with them.
What about the virgins?
None of the girls at strip clubs I ever worked at were virgins.
Well, but what I'm saying is, do you know of the clubs that provide virgins and the amputees?
I've never seen it.
Well, there you go.
But how would you
That's
like it if you're providing virgins to these guys, why don't you take and provide your daughter if you've got one? Oh, wait, you don't want to give up your daughter, so why are you giving up other virgins to this guy?
Well, these virgins are of age. And who said my daughter was a virgin?
All right.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm just telling you, you ought to see on a Friday night, Allen Iverson. It's rotten.
All right, thank you. 1-800-449. Thanks a lot, man. So the underworld of professional athletics. I had to go door to door to find virgins. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, and Waitasi and Tahid from Temptation Island are suing because they were defamed on the show. You remember these two as the individuals that, I guess they had a kid or something. I don't know what the problem was. They said that that the show knew it, and they further said that the show pretended like they didn't know it and sprung it on them and edited the tape in such a way to make them look like a couple of morons. And therefore, they are going to sue. And it struck me, haven't they seen all of the episodes? They're just going to sue over that one thing? The whole freaking 13 weeks make them look like idiots. I'm sure the guy's saying, well, you really made me look bad there. No, you didn't look bad all those 900 other times that you look like a clown. The whole show made you guys look like chumps. I can't believe... And did you hear what this Mandy said? Look, I don't want to sing. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. But it's fun, and so why not? And I'm not as good-looking as those guys. If I had their looks and my talent, I'd still be doing this. Who am I kidding? This is exactly what I'd be doing, because this is what I like to do. I couldn't do anything else. I'd be working at Longhorn like, what's-her-face, Mandy. This Mandy, by the way, she was Billy's girlfriend on that Temptation Island show. I don't know if you saw the show. She's the one that had the, she's the one that looked a little bit like Mike's wife, Gretchen. Now, I'm kidding about that. She had red hair, am I right? Gretchen's way prettier, Mike. I said looked like. I didn't say acted like. Anyway, she's got red hair and kind of a wacky-looking face. And anyway, she said that she didn't want to do Temptation Island, but her agent thought it would be a good idea. Her agent. This is the same agent that got her the gig, I don't know, throwing the peanuts on the table at Longhorn Steakhouse. What do you need an agent for that for? I don't... So Tahid is suing, what's her name? Waitasi is a woman. She's suing because she said that the angle that they shot her at on this show made her look like a slut. Is that beautiful or what? Well, it's just a marvelous, marvelous thing. And so in any event, that's the whole... But that gets back to that whole thing I was talking about last hour about, game shows and television in general. And everything is being cast now. And even these Survivor shows, even these reality shows are being cast not so much for the innate ability, I guess, of the contestant. But, they have to look good or there has to be a certain... That's why half of them are actors. And this Mandy, she had an agent before she ever got on the show. She worked at Longhorn Steakhouse, which, by the way, is a great steakhouse. The one in Atlanta that I've been to is on Peachtree Street. I don't know which one they worked at in Atlanta, but they're both in Atlanta, aren't they? Or did one of them move out here and the other one stayed back in Atlanta to get up enough bread so they can move into their... Billy moved out here. What's he doing? I think I saw him at an audition. He was there. He was reading for Tempest, and it was really great. Taming of the Shrew, and he... Okay, so anyway, that's where that's going on. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. It's just been a really tough week, just a very difficult week for me. Things that I thought were going to happen have not happened. And, a lot of local L.A. radio stuff that I'd really love to talk about. But you know what? It's going to upset some people, so maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't talk about some of the people that are on the air in this particular town who had their shot, blew it, and now want back in. I don't want to mention John and Ken, so I won't. But no, really nice guys if you like dudes that are essentially vaguely talented. With their oh-so-dull radio show. No, I'm kidding around, guys. You know I love you. I think you're fantastic. I think you're the creme de la creme, man. You guys are on top. You'll always be number one in my book. You're terrific. You're talented. You're what you are. You're great. You're from New Jersey. Yay. I love you, man. Have at it, babe. I want to walk out of here, man. I can't even freaking get anything written for this freaking show that makes me happy. So, what do you want to talk about? Anything? I have absolutely nothing to share. Anybody got anything? I got nothing. I'm completely tongue-tied. Nothing. I have no material. We ran out of material, okay? We're all done. Want to go? I'm ready to split. Nothing? Nothing to offer? Maybe we'll be firing some people around here tomorrow. What do you think? Tomorrow's Friday. Good day to fire a few people. I think I might do that. Or am I being a little too mean there, David? Is that it? Am I being too angry? Am I showing a little bit too much of my life here right now? Should I not do that? I got my producer staring at me with that bulkhead stare that he usually has. Oh, Survivor's on tonight. You want me to talk about that? Okay. I haven't watched Survivor in weeks. So what do you want me to talk about with Survivor? There's nothing. And I'm not getting anything from anybody in that room. So I figure what we can do is just get up and split now. How about some dead air? I swear to God, tomorrow's the day I'm going to fire everybody and start all over again tomorrow. It's going to be a good day. That'll be the day. That's how I'm feeling right now. I swear to God, and I know what David's going to say to me, boy, you sure sounded angry on the air. You know what, man? Give it a rest. Give it a freaking rest. You did your best, David. Put a flashback up, okay? I got to get my bearings here. I could kill somebody right now. Craig, you're the nearest guy. Get over here. Throw up that flashback and let me kill you.
It was very obvious to me that you picked on the last caller because he was a black man.
No, I just wanted to know. I wanted to know if he was black or not. That told me a lot about why.
How is that relevant?
It told me a lot about where he was coming from.
Okay, I'm a white woman. What does that tell you?
Well, that you'd rather worship a white Jesus.
Absolutely not.
A black
absolutely
one.
That is the most racist, horrible thing I think I've heard in the longest time.
I know it is terrible, and if for you to look into.
But you're promoting that.
You should
don't
look
you
into,
see?
But
by
you
calling an emergency meeting, you're mm-hmm. saying that that's okay, that we should panic.
But Nancy, if you look into your own heart and ask yourself why you would rather Jesus be white.
I don't rather.
I think, if anything, I'm excited
to learn the
mm-hmm.
truth,
mm-hmm.
that no longer is it a symbol that we're worshiping, but it's actually a true representation of the man as he was.
But what,
that's
why do you,
much more important to me.
Right, but you pray to a white Jesus, don't you?
No, I pray, it's a mm-hmm. symbol.
Oh,
it's
so
a god, it's an entity.
The form
it takes is very loose because it's just a symbol.
What does God look like?
I don't know.
Exactly. And what does Jesus look like?
I don't know.
But Jesus does look like something, doesn't he?
Only because for the last 2,000 years, a bunch of white men have put out this image that we're supposed to believe.
And that's
and
why
now
I'm
when
saying
the truth
to
comes
you,
out, it's a panic?
Right, no, that's why I'm saying to you not to panic.
I'm
and
not
I want
panicking.
You to be all right
I think
with
you're
it.
A racist.
I think you should be all right with the fact that he could be black. That's
oh
all
my
I'm
gosh.
Saying.
You're no.
Are you okay
you're
with
you're
that?
Not even listening. I think you are a complete
no,
racist.
I am asking you why you're not okay with a black Jesus.
I am okay with it. I've said that four times.
No,
it is completely irrelevant
up,
to me.
The lady has been saying
irrelevant.
That she's
I'm actually
she's,
excited to have a symbol that represents the true
mm-hmm.
person.
Then why are you panicking?
I'm panicking.
She's
I'm
not
so
panicking.
Angry with you. I
She's...
want to throttle you because I think you're such a racist person.
No, I'm not racist at all. There's not a racist bone in my body.
Oh, my God, and you're in denial about
some
it, too.
Some of my best friends are black. And
well,
we
congratulations.
Have black...
Then why does it matter? Why are you, as
I
a
know,
Christian, excited
why
that we can
matter?
Learn what Jesus really looks like?
I know. That's my whole point. Why does it matter? I don't know. Okay? And that's why we are going to have an emergency meeting.
That is the most ridiculous, narrow-minded, twisted logic that I've heard.
I know. It's crazy. But I want to see what...
No.
But don't you hear... Yeah, don't you hear what you're saying? You're proposing the meeting, okay?
Because people like Nancy, but I guess you said you're all right with it, right?
Oh, 14 times, and let me say one more time clearly,
okay.
I think it's absolutely wonderful, to be honest with you, that we have a true representation.
But what color is that? I want to know, are
it
you all right
matter.
With white?
It doesn't matter. If he was green,
you're
purple,
okay.
blue, if he was a pig...